Hello and welcome to Champagne Circus, Business with a Female Twist. My name is Yvonne, I'm your host, and I'm also founder of Female Business Scaling. Super happy for you listening in and tuning in today. In today's episode, I would like to go a little bit into the process of branding for this podcast and also Female Business Scaling, which we did like in the same time. Last week, I had a very beautiful dinner with a female entrepreneur who's running a multi-million business, and she's in the process of rebranding and she's working with an agency too. And through our conversation and comparing and sharing learnings and pitfalls so far, I just realized you can use a branding process not only to do the branding and like for the purpose of the business, which we're gonna highlight a little bit, it's even more powerful for personal development as a founder, as a COO, and to accelerate the growth of your company as well. In what way? This is what we're gonna cover now. So usually I love to start with a definition. So everyone is on the same agenda and everyone is knowing what we are talking about. So let me read up a little bit about the branding kind of definition. So branding refers to the process of creating a unique identity or image for a product, service, a company, or a personal brand. It involves how a brand is perceived and how it distinguishes itself from others. So elements like the name and the logo and the design and the colors and the fonts and the associated communications and the messages, these are all things coming to play when we talk about branding. So corporate identity, which you probably heard, is only part of the branding, because branding is really like the look and feel, the promise you make on the brand to yourself, to your clients, to your partners, to your employees. So it somehow all plays together. So branding is quite a midterm to long-term project in my perspective, because it doesn't end with creating those visuals. So very shortly, let's have a look at like how do you actually brand, and then I'm happy to share a little bit like where we are at and how we did that process personally for the podcast. So actually, what you do, like how do you do branding actually, because it's more than just the visuals, as mentioned before. You define a brand identity. And if you came across identity work in the beginning, like in any context, it doesn't matter if it's a brand identity or a company identity, a personal identity, a fashion identity, it doesn't matter. Any kind of identity has his own vision and values and idea. And in regards to the branding and the brand identity, you obviously need to know whom you are doing that for. If it's a personal identity, you know that you're doing it for you, but the branding you are working on, you need to know whom you're targeting for. So when I created this podcast, I had a vibe already in my mind. I had a mission in my mind, what I would like to achieve with that podcast. But I also had you listeners already in mind when creating the whole concept, but also when creating the whole branding. So it needs a brand story. And the brand story for that podcast is that I have this podcast in mind for 2 years. So I bought all the equipment even 2 years ago. And I was really digging into the idea, what would I like to bring to the table? Another business podcast, another inspirational podcast. So what is it specifically? And I came up with the idea of Champagne Circus. And you can go back to the solo episode of the idea of Champagne Circus and why actually Champagne Circus is here. It's really building a space of showcasing different perspectives, different angles of approach, different success stories to give this spark and this idea to female entrepreneurs. So they got the face and the courage to do their thing as well, no matter what, also if it's a very different way. And also to distinguish it from the male energetic way of doing, more intuitive. So a way that is serving our needs in business and in private, and really building a space of amazing powerhouses connecting and really sharing ideas and sharing learnings, very open and honest, so we can all learn from each other. That's the idea behind Champagne Circus, aka the brand story. And then it came to the visual identity. So I wanted it to be a very fresh and modern, although feminine brand, and a lot more. So we went really deep into that. So, and now I think that's where the interesting part comes. So a lot of people think about branding. Okay, now the look and feel is probably there, but now the work actually starts, because it needs to be consistent across the platforms you're representing. And to be honest, we are not there yet with female businesses the day we speak. So our Facebook is slightly different than our Instagram. So that's something we are focusing on next, to really streamline it across the platform. So we actually used Instagram as our research place or playground, how I love to call it, to really check, like, what's the vibe. So I'm a person who needs to test, try and error, but that's also very important that you monitor and that you adapt and that you engage with the audience. And there's, like, I don't know if there's better places, but Instagram is quite a fun place to play with it and to really do this and check it and engage with the audience and to check if the, like, how it resonates and to adopt it. So the feedback and adoption process never stops, because there are also market trends and your audience is probably changing. So your brand identity gives you the space and the permission and the invite to connect and to learn and to adopt. It can evolve over time. It will evolve over time. So we did a very initial branding in December, and now we are talking in February. Oh, it's not actually December. In November, we did that. And now we are talking February, and it's already a next wave. So this is, like, stay tuned. This is what I mentioned with personal growth and associated accelerated growth for your business. So I will touch base on that in just a minute. So basically, I'm very curious how this process of really branding and bringing it to life after the look and feel and the definition of the visuals and so on is happening. So I was lucky enough to have a specialist next to me who really guided me through that brand process very beautifully. I did, I think, 4 brandings in total in the past years for different companies. And I was a little bit burned. And what do I mean by burned? I was hesitant to do it. I was really feeling like, oh, not another one. No, I don't have the time now. I'm, like, in the middle of creating a podcast, and I'm also, like, launching products. This is too overwhelming, because it takes a lot of energy from the founder, from the strategic minds, or from the leading minds in your business to come up with answers, to come up with values, to reflect on the direction of the company, the values, the, like, either or. Are you either a coffee person or a tea person, but more in depth, right, with characteristics for the company. So in my experience, it takes quite some headspace. And I was really frustrated in the past of, this is again what you need to fill out, and this is what you need to focus on, and this is what you need to answer me. And then in the end, I had a quite nice design, but I somehow felt like, that's not really fully me. Or, you know, after a year, it felt like, oh, I need to do the whole process again, because it's, like, outgrown and outdated. So I was kind of frustrated to do it again. But But my partner, like the specialist, this genius, she did that so beautifully. So what I did, I went on a vacation with myself. So that meant I was dedicated to deliver whatever she needs in a short time. And I was dedicated to really focus on the process of the brand's vision, the brand values, what do they mean to me, what really is important to me, what is this brand and the podcast and the company of Female Business Scaling, because we did the branding together, where is it heading to? And what I really, really loved about the process was this interaction and communication. So she was super clear in the beginning when we started the process, what I need from you is answers, prompts, reactions in a quite short period of time so I can continue with thinking. It's a creative process and it's a collaborative process. So I need this interaction from you. So I said, okay, I'm committed to that. That's why I went on the vacation to really fully focus on that. And then she had beautiful questions and realizations. It's so tremendously valuable to have someone in the outside reflecting on you as a founder, as a CEO, on the project for branding or the company and how it's perceived, but also where is it heading to? And she came up with a brilliant question. I'm a bit confused. Is this podcast under the brand of you as a personal brand? Is it under the brand of the company? Is it a brand itself? And this obviously distinguishes the branding, the look, the feel, the colors. And it just made me realize again, oh, yes, it's an own product, it's an own brand, but it's also living in an ecosystem of me and the company and the podcast. So a huge realization and like light bulb moment was, ooh, what if I bring something, like I bring my personal values to the plate, but additionally, what is actually the company bringing? So somehow through that process of visualizing, like giving visuals and colors and fonts to the brand became its own identity. And with its own identity, I had someone or something, I don't even know how to call it, to interact with, to collaborate and build ideas with. So the whole orientation of this branding got a new perspective and a new shape. And honestly, when she presented the first branding version to me, it was like, oh my God. I really like it, but it's really bold. I'm not sure if I am there yet. I'm not sure if I can really hold that. I really had to sink it in as a person, but also as a brand promise and take it with me. So I was reflecting on it one or two days, like, okay, this is what she is mirroring back to what she has understand with a vision for my company and what she sees in me. And, you know, she has just visualized it and gave it words. And some of the words are even mine. So are not like, she said, like, this was so on point. I just adopted it and included it because it was on point. So yeah, it was a reflection process again, and a conscious decision, and that's also very important, a conscious decision to own that and being that, although aspects of it feel really bold and feel really like stretching me. So it gives me the inspiration of whom I need to be in order to really fulfill this promise I'm setting up also for myself with this branding and for the clients and for you, the listeners, and for the team and the employees behind me, because the podcast was only a dream 3 months ago. And then I had like people supporting it and this branding genius giving it the look and feel and the vibe and an idea and a visual and the color. and an identity. So this identity of the podcast is actually also inspiring me to select cool guests and to grow into a great question person, like a good interview person, a little bit like the Oprah identity, really uncovering the Oprah identity in me to hold space and have engaging conversation and incredible interviews where you as the listener really feel, oh my God, that was insightful. I got something out of that half an hour, 45 minutes, which I can really take away and implement in my business, in my life straight away. So that's the ambition. And that's a bold declaration I'm making here. And the cover and the whole like design and branding behind this podcast is actually underlining that. So it's on me now, or it's on us as a team, because luckily I've got other genius people around me supporting me on this mission to really make it that space. And now it's on us to be consistent on that and to deliver what we are setting up here in this podcast, and also to implement it across all channels. So if it feels like your branding is already totally 100% you, or even like outgrown, then it's probably time to think about a rebranding. And in order to have a good investment, because branding to me is an investment, it's something you do like short term, but also long term. It's a very holistic approach. So if you invest this time and energy and resources and money into that, how much bigger can it be? So how much can you stretch it? So it's not only reflecting the as is, but the future pacing and the like setting up the dream and going for that version. Thank you so much for listening till the very end and following this behind the scenes branding process a little bit. I hope you got something nice out of it, something inspirational you can take away for your branding and your company straight ahead. So yeah, looking forward to meeting you in one of the spaces. Thank you for tuning in, also for tuning in for the next episodes. So make sure to follow us, to not miss any other episodes. It's all around business with a female twist. So welcome to Champagne Circus, and looking forward to meet you back here again. Thank you.